This day's thought for Thursday, March 9th. Today's thought is from V.L. Crawford. Prayer helps to form the steel of spirituality within the soul. Prayer imparts a peace within, as high as the mountain, as deep as the sea, creating a Christ-like serenity of soul. Prayer generates courage within, and I stand erect, taller of soul, and converse with God, listening to the whisperings of His will, and learn the great lessons of life that this world is merely a place to grow souls in, and that this life is only the introduction to life eternal. Prayer and faith, inseparable companions, plant a garden in the soul, and in this wondrous garden, roses bloom not only in December, but all the year round. Prayer is the time exposure of the soul to the highest that we know. Prayer sinks a shaft deep into our lives, where the real and lasting values of life abide. Prayer lights a candle in the soul, by whose radiant light we discover the God-shaped space in our heart, reserved for Him in our creation. Prayer is a battlefield on which the issues of life are determined. Prayer takes away dimness from the soul and clarifies our vision. Prayer is a spiritual gymnasium in which we exercise and practice for godliness. Prayer is essential to a full flowing of the spiritual life, the soul deprived of the experience and inspirations of prayer is like a plant that comes to the point of blossoming, but never blooms. Prayer is being in the secret place with Jesus, a place of spiritual retreat and of soul refreshment. Prayer imparts what we may call a tang to spiritual life. We are admonished to be the salt of the earth, and prayer furnishes the salt. Prayer is a trellis supporting the vines and flowers of the Spirit as they climb heavenward, considering of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. Prayer helps us in building a cathedral of character in the soul, building it of things spiritual which have survival value and which we can carry into the eternal life with us. Prayer is a cleansing process, waking our thoughts, feelings, motives, and will, purifying the entire being, including the heart, thus enabling us to see God. For without purity, no one can see God. Prayer is the greatest spiritual asset in the world. Today's verse is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 7 from the New Living Translation. Seek the Lord while you can find Him. Call on Him now while He is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that He may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for He will forgive generously. And today's reprise is from Joseph Esquinas. Our real blessings often appear to us in the shapes of pains, losses, and disappointments. But let us have patience, and we soon shall see them in their proper figures.